Points Podcast Network. Cousin Sal coming to you on a Tuesday morning. Yes, Spaghetti and Meatballs fiddling with the knobs. Babyface Joel Solomon is with us producing this mess and joining me as always, my wizards of wagering, my gurus of gambling, my barons of betting, my overlords of the odds, the degenerate trifecta, Harry, Brother Bri, Darren, the parlor kid. What is happening, fellas?
What's going on, Sal?
Hey, Sal.
What's going on, buddy?
Oh, man. Pardon me if I'm a little slow here, a little sluggish, but I'm hungover from a big Emmy party. You know me. You know me with those little micro taquitos and Diet Cokes. I put away a ton of those. Didn't even look up. Couldn't even tell you if there was a celebrity in the crowd there, Parley Kid. I could tell you Jimmy Kimmel Live crew lost again to John Oliver. Enough. Enough with the Queen. Enough with John Oliver. Let's get Kimmel some wins. It was a bad night in that regard. Not a bad night, though, for Brett Skidmore. 10 right in our Emmy prop culture pool.
Bullshit.
Brother Bri, you had eight. You had eight. What? Babyface, he was like 10th. 10th place with eight, right?
He has another top 10 finish for Brother Bri, but no gold hat.
I waited
up like almost all night hoping somebody would put those goddamn standings on because I was so pissed off. I was going through it. It was on one of the TVs and I was like, okay, I got that one. And then I saw Ted Lasso won a few and I'm like, why the hell? I think those are the only two I got wrong were Ted Lasso. It's like, why the hell did Ted Lasso, how did they win Emmys this year? That season two was terrible. I couldn't even get through episode three or four of season two. Season one, great. Maybe, you know, once it got to season two, though, I was done with that show. The character, I don't know. Maybe it's too, I don't know, too happy. I'm not sure, but
I don't know what it was with me. I liked the five episodes I saw of Ted Lasso, and then I'm like, I'm just not going to watch it. I don't know what, I get enough soccer on Saturday mornings.
First season or second, though?
That was the first season. I know I should have finished it. The first season was great.
But yeah. I'm so done with that. That show never should have won Emmys last night. Right. Come on. Give it to Barry. Give it to whatever. Bill Hader.
Well, there was so much going on. We had the Emmys. We had the Manning cast. I had to head off to the party. Let me just read the other winners. Tim Rodriguez, 11 right in the Pick'em contest. He gets $100 just like that. Tim Rodriguez, 11 right, $100. Prop quiz winner Marcus Campbell, 7 right, gets a gold cap. The one that Brother Bri so desperately wants, can't get a hold of. But let's talk about that game last night. We were doing a futures draft. I recommend this. It's a lot of fun, Parley Kid, right? We went on Zoom. There were like 15 of us. Doesn't matter if you have 15, 20, whatever. You don't need an even number. You pick futures. Our co-founder of the Extra Points Podcast Network, Toby Mergler, put together this crazy spreadsheet. I guess that's where it gets hard. But you could pick futures. You could take the Bills to win the Super Bowl, and then the next one could take France to win the World Cup, and then the next could take, we ended it in February, so you could take the Clippers to have the best record by the All-Star break. It's a great pool if you want to do it, get it to go. And it mixes gambling with fantasy in the best kind of way, I think.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, Sal, I had to take Toby. I can't imagine the time he spent putting that stuff together. So you have to have somebody with, that's willing to do that part of it. Or I'm sure they could find something. You probably could find something online, right, Sal, that has something.
You know what? We're going to be the people that put that, it online. We have to make this our thing. Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. Exactly. And it's a lot of fun. And it just reminds me, at least from my perspective, of what type of nice crew you've put together here, Sal, with the extra points. They really, but really just a nice cast of characters. Unfortunately, Harry brings so much of it down. Like we're all good. Like then there's Harry, right? There's like all of us, good people. And there's Harry, the questionable character who,
Questionable character and didn't prepare. He just wanted to be funny and take every permutation of the Vikings in this. You get picks.
I had picks written down.
Harry has Belgium to win the World Cup. It's fun. Parley Kid, I'll go over. Brother Bri has the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl. Bounce back with Bryce Young for the Heisman. You know, Jamar Chase receiving yards. I don't want to go all over these in bed, but it's fun to see how you could do this. Parley Kid, you had the first pick overall. You had Mahomes regular season MVP, or what is it? Regular season MVP, right?
Correct.
That's what you had.
Correct.
Yankees to win the World Series. That's a wasted pick. Florida Panthers, Atlantic leader at All-Star break. Bradley Beal, top scoring average. It's fun. It's a lot of fun Bri, you liked it too, right? I'm trying to look at everybody's picture.
Oh, yeah. No, it's a great time. I said next year, we got to do the Spotify Live with that.
Yeah, you're right. It would have been a good hour. And we did it in all under an hour.
That would have been a good one. You didn't necessarily, because a lot of people were just verbally giving picks, it would have come across well. I guess if the people who were entering the picks would have been more, I guess we could do it, but we just all have to say who we're picking.
You have to vocalize it. Yeah. So there are 14 of us. Good crew. Mikey Meatball Spaghetti was in there. And we had the Megans in there. Jen Piacenti. Joel was in there with some off-color jokes. My God, Joel, you almost got canceled midway through this thing. But we got through it. Lots of fun. Now let's talk about that game that we were distracted from, that fourth quarter. Seattle wins 17-16. Big upset. Lots of big upsets all week. We'll go over it, really unfolded there, but I don't know what happened at the end. I know, but Parley Kid, this wasn't a fun week for me. You know, we suffered the biggest injury out of any team, our team, right? So that sucks. And then like six games come down to field goals and whatever you want to say about kicking, but even more really, really bad coaching decisions. And the cherry on top was Nathaniel Hackett kicking, letting the time run down from basically a minute 12, not running a play on fourth and five, decides to kick a 64-yard field goal with 9 seconds left. And of course he misses. Of course he misses with the 12th man screaming in the most impossible arena to play in the on the planet. What the hell? What did we see?
Yeah, that was brutal. I mean, yeah, you could talk about the timeouts, obviously, that weren't used. It's funny because then we're kind of... I didn't have the volume on, but so I couldn't exactly tell what was going on.
You
but
were then, ridiculous. You were like 40 seconds ahead of everybody.
I'm taking a beating from you guys because I got better cable service than all of you.
I think you were beating us. And you were giving us a beating.
look, that's...
If that would have been me, by the way, if that would have been me calling out the game 40 seconds ahead of time, I would have been crucified
myself. I was barely calling out the game.
Yeah, but you don't have ESPN, so
I would just get excited.
Good point.
My excitement, because there was so many impact plays like in that game in terms of the fumble, the goal line stuff. You know, I need Russell Wilson over 1.5 touchdowns, shovel pass, touchdown, flag, no touchdown. It was so topsy-turvy. And then throw that all away. You just go to the decision to kick the field goal. I think somebody posted today on Twitter that McManus is like 0-for-7 on like 60 yarders plus or whatever in his career.
Let me read it for you because it is impressive. Like, I don't know why he came. And this is what's great, because I feel like there could be peace in the United States, because the analytics nerds and the squares like us all came together and agreed that this was an abysmal, almost fireable decision here. 62 yards in 2016, miss. 62 in 2018, miss. 63 in 2021, miss. 64 in 2019, miss. 64 in 2022, miss. 70 yards in 2021, and then he missed last night.
Yeah.
And it was fourth and five. It wasn't fourth and 12, right? And so with one of the timeouts, Parley Kid, and Mikey Meatballs and I go to high school games out here to see my son play. We see it all the time. Fourth and five from the 42. Why are you punting? Why line up? If you can have a timeout, try to draw them off sides. The crowd's going crazy. Like, at least try that if you don't trust your $242 million quarterback, Russell Wilson. But they didn't. They kicked.
And Sal, still, like you said, it made no sense. To McManus's credit, he was on today saying that was his spot. That was his range. I guess some warm-ups. I mean,
I just
to
read
his credit,
like seven numbers.
I know, but I give him credit for like basically he's not throwing anybody else under the bus and taking the blame.
Yeah.
He said, "Got to make the kick."
Yeah.
I mean, that's big time of him.
There's only a few ways you kick that. Yeah. Like Sal was saying, it's got to be like fourth and 15.
Yeah.
If they're in Denver, it definitely makes a difference, right? For sure.
Absolutely.
Or if you have Tucker as your kicker, right? Like,
I guess. I don't know. Right? 4 but, is but crazy. Sally, so I don't like 47 so outside. Right. I don't like, do your kicker a favor. Get closer.
You, what are they doing? You made the point, though, Sal. $242 million. They're not giving that to McManus. They're giving it to Wilson. And 4th and 5, roll out. See what you got tight end wise. You know, maybe you run for it. Maybe you scramble for
it. How about try to draw them off sides? How about that?
That too.
You're left with all these timeouts. What are they doing?
Three timeouts.
And you know, I talked about it on Extra Points. I don't know, Parley, because they discuss about like, well, he was he was a coordinator. Now he's a head coach and to step up and he's not thinking about things like this. Why are we always thinking about things like this? Why haven't these guys watched like thousands of games just like us? You just like kind of know.
Do you know, Sal, it's like when I watch baseball, right? And a guy is like, he's a baseball player, but they put him in right field for a game, but he plays left field. And like, well, he's really not used to playing right field. It's like this coaches. It's like, look, Sal, like you would expect the high school coach to make the right call there. You would almost expect a peewee coach
14-year-old right playing there. Madden can make that coach if you're logging enough hours.
That's what I mean. So it makes no sense. I don't know. We don't know if there was there somebody upstairs telling them, no, this is what our chart is telling us to do. This is what we got to do here. I don't know. Doesn't seem like it.
Plus Denver, yards wise, almost doubled up Seattle for the entire game. So they were racking up the yards.
Well, they lost the game because they had like 25 plays inside the 10 and ended up with 16 points or whatever. So that's probably why they lost the game. But for God's sakes, that is not, that was abysmal, Bri.
Guys, can I say, I was in a huge survivor pool. My three picks, I told you this yesterday, but Carolina, right? They lose on a 60-yard field goal.
Right.
Tennessee misses the field goal.
Right.
Denver, and up 13.
Denver last night.
Awesome.
Terrible. It's unbelievable. Those were the three worst coaching jobs of the weekend. Those three teams, I had all three of them. Amazing.
It's amazing any of us have any money. I'm looking at Ben Folks' tweet here. If you count the college, number one, Bama, 21.5 doesn't cover. Georgia, 53, number two, doesn't cover. Ohio State, number three, 44.5 doesn't cover. Michigan doesn't cover 53. Clemson doesn't cover 45.5. All right, those are monster numbers. Maybe you stay away. You're not going to suck the public in too much. Texas A&M, minus 18. I know a lot of people had it. Oklahoma, minus 34, didn't cover. The top eight, Notre Dame, sorry, Spaghetti, minus 20.5. They don't cover. They don't win. And then you go NFL, big favorites, Niners, Bengals, Broncos, all don't cover. Two of those lose. It was a miserable weekend for football. Sorry. Just was.
Harry. Well, from the gambler, from maybe the gambling perspective, it was kind of a successful weekend for the NFL.
H-Dog did pretty good. H-Dog did pretty good, Parley.
He did? All right. I'm going to go over.
He did.
Pete Carroll rallied the troops. Like I said, Geno Smith managed the game perfectly.
Wait a second.
And I will say this. Wait.
You called a Denver win,
I
Harry.
Did.
You called a Denver win.
Thanks a lot, Hackett. I mean, but listen, I was going to say this yesterday, by the way, but I know Sal would have blown me up. But still, this is my real reasoning. Now, I gave out plenty of good reasons for the game, but it should have been this. It was ESPN's first game
for
Joe Buck and Troy Aikman.
So what happened?
My point is, Sal, me and you took Seattle with the points because is ESPN really going to have a Buck and Aikman game be a 35-10 blowout with Russell Wilson going back to Seattle?
So, Harry, what happened? So, what did Geno Smith say? We got to step up for Troy Aikman here? Why was it closer than it should have been? You can't just say ESPN is not going to have a good game and then insinuate that there's a fix in there.
I can because seven, eight years back, now we've always had that two games on Monday night to open the season. They're having it next week. Why did they not have it this week? Why? Because Russell Wilson is going back to Seattle. We want to have prime time on this.
So who was paid off to make this a good game? Don't just say.
I don't know who was paid off. I'm just saying that it was made to be close. The NFL knows.
Just saying.
I don't think there were I don't think there were any bad calls officially. I don't want to take away from Geno Smith. I thought Geno Smith was excellent. Yeah. I really did. That offense looked every bit as good as it's looked with Russell Wilson over the years. Two rookie tackles. Right. For the first half, for sure. It can, that Drizzly, he's finding his tight ends. He eluded a lot of rush. He did his much as you could ask for that Seahawks, maybe it's because Buck was in the booth. I'm not sure. Maybe Harry's onto something there. But
well, let's see how many of those. Let's see how many of these Buck and Aikman games are 10-point games. Let's see.
Well, I don't know what you're saying. Like, where is the fix? Where is it going?
The fix is to keep the game tight.
Who's keeping it tight? Who's keeping it tight? The teams are in on this?
I'm still trying to figure that out, but I'm just telling you, we will see.
Like, bang yourself on the head a few times. You know, when like your TV doesn't work in the 70s and you just bang the shit out and eventually it would come.
Yeah.
Harry, do that. Do that to yourself. See what happens. Yeah. Pete Carroll, though, Parley Kid, in first place all alone. Now, it was 28-1 to win that division. Now 15-1. All he has to do is maintain. Rams plus 130, 49ers plus 145, Cards plus 460. I think the Rams are kind of the big winner, even though they lost, right? 49ers with a bad loss against the Bears.
Sure.
Cardinals look like crap. We're Seahawks likely not going to keep this up. I think the Rams now are good value at plus 130. Anybody else see anything that I'm not seeing in that division?
I agree with that. So I think we'd all feel differently.
Yeah.
Maybe if the 49ers would say, we're going to go back to Jimmy G, they can't do that now.
Right.
But if he was quarterbacking that team, would you, you'd feel a little different about that division too, right?
Yes. Like, and he might, he might get in there. Yeah. I mean, they're talking about him going to the Cowboys. I don't think that's going to happen, but yeah, you can't sit Lance just yet. He's got kind of now he's got Seattle, right? Is that the week 2 matchup? So
must win
for Trey Lance. Must win for Trey Lance.
It is. You're right. That's a good point.
I don't know if Buck and Aikman are called. No, they're not. So I don't know. I don't even know what to think anymore. Bri, your AFC West. Let's see what this does at Denver. I had them in last place anyway, but I think your Raiders are still slotted for that last place spot, right?
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah, it's so division winner, right? Denver's third plus 360. The Raiders are plus 1,000. Now, what you saw last night.
That's stupid.
Now, I will say, Denver, there's skill on the offensive side of the ball. They should be able to move the ball. Defensively, in that second half, they were good, and they do have a lot of players there. But after what you saw from that coach last night, there is no way they should be plus 360 to win that division.
Well, what were they before this week? They couldn't have been that much
higher. They weren't that much
lower.
It wasn't
right?
What was it?
280?
I think so. But after what you saw from Kansas City.
Yeah.
You can't, there's no way that coach in that division, after what you saw last night, how can he win that division, that coach?
No. Why? But those two fumbles inside the five were just really kind of really fluky. Now, that was the first time I saw that. That was the first time a team had fumbled twice and lost possession inside the five since 1987.
Look,
that was a fluky thing.
Harry, here's the thing. It's not fluky. They saw who was in the broadcast booth, and they said this ball has to end up, this has to be a tournament.
Anything for Troy, boy. Anything for Troy, boy.
Jesus, I don't even know where to go with this. The Broncos shouldn't be plus 400, I'm seeing on Caesars, with the Raiders plus 950. The Raiders lost to the better team. The Broncos, look, you say what you will, it's a fluke, but these teams all play the same schedule pretty much, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the Chiefs beat a good team and Denver lost to a bad team. And you can't have too many of those anyway and still expect Denver to win the division. What do you think, Babyface, with this Buck Aikman thing?
This is a conspiracy corner, it sounds like, with Harry. And I'm all for it. I think Harry's right. They pay a lot of money for these games. They have excellent writers.
Makes sense.
ESPN, ABC, you know it. They have excellent writers now. And it's a battle. It's the battle of the networks here.
Harry, why was Tampa Dallas such a dud? They don't like Tirico and Collinsworth. That's not a favorable duo. Why was that one of the worst games of the week? Yeah. Why did Dak get hurt? Why did they make Dak get hurt in that game?
Because now Monday night's the game. It's not. It used to be Sunday night. Now it's Monday night. Game that's going to be shining every week. Listen, next week, Tennessee, Buffalo, wouldn't be surprised, even though the spread is high, wouldn't be surprised if that game comes on the last play, too.
Well, that's the ESPN game, right? Yeah, I guess that's ESPN. The ABC game is Minnesota, Philly, right?
Harry's going to be on the new, Untold episode, right, on Netflix. The Manti Te'o, all that. You're going to see Harry.
It's good.
Buck and Aikman one time.
Should.
Be great.
He has theories as to how these games are close, but just that they have to be close. So, all right. But let's get into the nitty gritty future. We're going to be futures traders. Now, we kind of alluded. We picked on what we would give up, what games we've given up on, what teams, what futures. But let's make it officially. If you could trade a futures bet you made for one that's out there, bet of somewhat equal value, what would it be? I'll start us off. The Cowboys with exactly 10 wins, plus 550. That ain't happening now, Parlay Kid. They might have exactly 5 wins. They might have exactly 7 wins. They're not going to have exactly 10. Anyway, I got plus 550 for that. Saquon, comeback player of the year. I took it in our futures draft yesterday, even though I gave it Jameis as my official pick. But Saquon at plus 550 after that week one, I think it's pretty damn good value, Parlay Kid. Pretty good. I mean, obviously, health is everything, but continues on this pace, he's getting that award.
Oh, yeah, Sal. And like health is, with all these props, health is always the the main consideration. I really like that one, Sal. I'm still like, I'm, it sounds crazy because I don't know if you saw the news about Dak Prescott. I mean, Jerry Jones thinks he could be back in like 4 weeks.
Jerry thinks he's going to live to 125 too, because he continues to do this shit and, you know, but
yeah. And he does thinks he's got plenty of time left, I guess.
Right.
But that thumb injury, for a quarterback on the throwing hand is like I don't see how he could be back before 6 to 8 weeks, but I do think the Dallas team, they're not going to get to 10 wins, Sal, but I've told you, I think that division winner could still be a 9-win team. And I think Dallas, led by their defense, finding a way with Cooper Rush.
I mean, so you're saying they could get to 9 with Cooper Rush in for 6 or 7 weeks. I don't know.
I'm holding out hope, but I'm not going to be like really pessimistic about it. I just don't think that division is still very good. I thought the 3 wins in that division were questionable at best for those teams. Right. So
and yet,
I didn't
and
see
yet,
anything else.
You're trading your Cowboys to win the NFC East futures pick.
Well, I was going to trade that.
Yeah.
But I'm changing that up, Sal. I was. So what I'm doing now, look, we did so many of these picks, right, Sal?
Yeah, too many.
One of mine, I took high odds on, I'm willing to trade my 30-1 Mike Williams to lead the NFL in touchdowns. Because as Harry and I said, again, I'm watching this game the other day. I got him on my fantasy team.
Invisible.
He got targeted like one time.
Right.
I just don't get it. The Chargers are a weird team like that. They seem like they're going to blow a team out. And they never blow anybody out. Teams hang around. Mike Williams was non-existent. I'm trading that 30-1 pick for Patrick Mahomes, MVP.
There you go.
At like whatever the current odds are, plus 450,
well,
plus
he's,
500.
He's now the favorite over Josh Allen.
Right.
I mean, what are you
seeing him at right now, Sal?
I think I saw plus, he is, hold on, I'm going to go to Caesars. He's plus 500, Allen plus 550.
That's right.
Yeah.
So plus 5, but I'll take that because Mahomes... So he reminded me, look, like the last couple of years, he's thrown upper 30s touchdowns. The year before that, he was injured, but threw 26. But it reminds me of the 50 Mahomes season, right? The 50 touchdown season from Mahomes.
Season. Yeah.
Right. When he just played, he played so free and easy the other day. It was amazing.
I think it was his best game against man coverage, right? Did they say that? Like best stats against man coverage he's had in years. Yeah.
I saw enough that I'm willing to bet that this guy is, if they let him, he's going to be close to 50 touchdowns. And this offense seemed once again unstoppable. Mm-hmm. It just, my gosh. We've seen that Chiefs offense look great for 3 or 4 straight games. And then there's a game, there's just a dud.
I'll be a nice guy and give you some of my Patrick Mahomes MVP future bet that I made 2 weeks ago at 8-1.
I'm jealous of that pick, but I still think 5-1 could be good value here. Yeah. So I'm trading a 30-1 in for a 5-1, but I'm winning that one, right? I'm winning that easily.
Okay.
Because Mike Williams, I might have to release the guy from my fantasy roster.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right. Well, Harry, I mean, you're trying to sell this, kid. Don't
Thursday night against Kansas City. I don't know. Not just yet, Darren.
Okay.
We'll see.
All right.
Brother Bry, go ahead. Let's hear more Cowboy bashing.
That Mahomes one, though, do we, I don't know, if you put a lot of money on Mahomes and Allen right now, I know you're just.
Yeah, look, as far as I'm concerned, I think you guys agree. It's Buffalo, Harry, fine. You can go off about Minnesota and the Chargers or whatever you want to do. But it's until I see something vastly different than I saw out of Buffalo and Kansas City, they're the 1-2. And then there is a steep drop for 3 through 5.
I know. I might put a stupid bet on those two guys, both for MVP.
Herbert had 3 touchdowns and no picks. I don't know.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. Great. I mean, look, he's great, too. I mean, he made
he's
some
not going to keep up numbers-wise with those guys, I don't think.
Yeah, it'd be tough. But, I mean, he made some of the best throws of the weekend, Herbert. I mean, there was a point where the Raiders turned his body, and he still threw, like, a 30-yard pass, like, right on the money. Right. So, yeah, he's phenomenal. But yeah, I'm getting rid of my CeeDee Lamb touchdowns, which I think I had a 20-1. He's not going to get many with Cooper Rush, I don't think.
Is that least touchdowns 20-1? That might work. Yeah. Oh, it's most
touchdowns. I'm going to trade
CeeDee Lamb.
I'm going to trade that with Harry. Harry's boy.
Harry.
Yeah. I'm going to jump on Harry's boy Jefferson. For offensive player of the year, it's 6-1. I was looking at yards too. I mean, I do have Chase and some of the wide receivers. I mean, there's great. I mean, some of these wide receivers are just going to put up absolutely phenomenal numbers this year. So yeah, I think that's maybe where the offensive player of the year is going to come from. But is there any way the Raiders can trade Ruggs for Jefferson still? I mean, Jefferson was what still that he was the fifth receiver.
Oh, you're right. Shit.
Fifth That's receiver right. did the Cowboys too, right? I mean, Lamb or Jefferson.
Yep.
But yeah, I'm swapping the two out. Guys both drafted in 2021 draft, right? So I everything I saw from Jefferson though. I mean, people can say what they want about Minnesota's offense that game. I mean, it was all Jefferson, and maybe they did a good job getting him open because obviously they're going to put two or three guys on him, but he was wide open all over the field. It was amazing.
That's why I got to see another game. It just didn't look right. Right.
Yes, you can give the coach credit because he probably designed some things to get him open a little bit more, he's just done a phenomenal job. Like between last year and this year, I feel like more so than any wide receiver, I feel like he is more wide open than anyone, but
all right. I don't know who's going to make these trades for these futures of our bum Cowboys futures picks. Exactly 10 wins and CeeDee Lamb touchdowns. All right, Harry, what are you going
to throw in there?
What are you going to go with, Harry? What futures traded?
I did go with the under. I did go under 7.5 wins for the Giants. That was some win going for two there. Gives team hope, gives everyone inspiration to play a lot better for the Giants this season. So I'm going to switch that out since I went under with the Cardinals under 7.5 wins, which is now at even money. Kingsbury's in hot water. His Cards looked lifeless and lost in week 1. Obviously, they miss Hopkins. They're going to miss him again for another 5 weeks, right? Undrafted Greg Dortch. Greg Dortch led Arizona in receiving. On defense, they had 0 picks. They had 0 sacks. No pressure on Mahomes at all. They have 9 games left versus teams that made the playoffs last year. And look, Kingsbury, very sloppy, very lazy. And I know that for a fact because I went by his house again yesterday. Went by his house, garage door left open, gate left wide open. I saw some trash on the right side of this. And a lot of the neighbors in that area, in the affluent area, wouldn't like to see trash. And I would not be surprised, they weren't calling, people call cops in that area because of filth around the house. They would
what do you
that.
Mean trash? It was in the street or just his garbage?
It was on the side of the street. It was in the half on the street, half on his road, on his area of his property.
You're just talking about terrible. The bin, right? You're not talking about like Taco Bell wrappers. Just the bin?
Well, there were papers flying all over the place.
I know what I like.
Gates open, garage doors open. The neighbors probably didn't like that. Very
you tell me
Kingsbury.
That I like that. That means that's a coach that is focused on other things and not organizing his crap. I kind of like that. You see
or
that as
figuring
a negative?
Out anything to do on defense.
Well,
anything.
Listen, I you know me. I like him as first coach fired. I think they go to Seattle when they're 1-4 and they lose that. I don't know. Is there precedent? Mm. I know in college, Bri, there's first coach fired. Well, not first coach fired, but you could fire a coach to you've given an extension. Jeff Fisher had a 2-year extension and they fired him like 2 weeks after that. Kingsbury has a 4-year extension. That'd be tough to pull off. But
That's true. That's true. I don't know.
I think there's been some threes in there. I'll have to look at this. I know Fisher is the most recent example of that. All right, Harry, that's a decent trade. I like Cardinals under 7.5. Oh, Harry, you know, you won on Prop Swap. What the hell did you do? You picked the total of a preseason game or something, and they gave you a $600 Packers futures bet, and you hate the Packers, and you wouldn't sell it on Prop Swap. You had an actual... You had an actual opportunity to do what we're just talking about here, and you didn't do it.
Well, I mean, first off, I'd have to figure out how to do it, which, you know, that's a problem for me. But after that,
4 minutes, yeah.
Listen, I'm not rooting for that pick anyways. Obviously, you know, I'm all
so get rid about, of it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, I'll figure it out. I'll get rid of it.
Well,
then.
That it might be too late to figure it out. Vikings are winning the Super Bowl. All right. I told you guys ahead of time, I bet 26 running backs to go under their yardage total. And I bet a lot on this. Like I told the guys on Extra Points, I'll never see them again if I go 26-0. I'm gone. I'm going to Belize or something. You won't see me. I may have cashed one already. Elijah Mitchell was 850.5. He's out like a month or two.
You got that.
I don't know what else to say. Like you're gonna pick up an injury. It sucks to root for injuries, but after week 12, there's going to be 12 injuries and you're going to be 12 out of 26. And that's not even including the guys who will just, you know, play below their expectations. I'm going to go 20-6 with this. I'm sorry you guys didn't jump on. That's what it is. All right. Well, so go ahead, Brian. What are we going to say?
No, I was going to say you need to create some fund.
That's right.
So we can all jump on.
Make this a bigger thing. Najee Harris could be banged up too. That could be a winner too. Anyway, who are the best waiver wire picked up? Brian, I like James Robinson. People had him for dead and he didn't get drafted in the last.
I mean, I have James Robinson in one of my leagues, but in our league, he is still available. And, you know, I think a lot of people assumed he was going to miss the first couple weeks. He came back. Obviously, you know, ATN is going to be on the field a lot for them, but Robinson still probably get the goal line carries. He had, 11 carries for like 66 yards. He had a rushing touchdown, a receiving touchdown. Yeah. So I think he's going to be the first guy picked up in our league.
All right. You know, we run the risk of getting these guys stolen from us, right? Because we're the waiver runs tomorrow.
I'll say one thing too about our league. I'm disappointed we allowed Joey to join Frank because Joey's already putting in free agent pickups into the queues. Like, Frank never did that once.
I mean, it was an easy two wins a year against Frank. He never, ever made the playoffs. And that was that. Parlay Kid, I will say, I know people don't like about talking about other leagues and stuff. This is a nice wrinkle we do. We do the high scorer pool. Whoever's the lowest scorer every week gets eliminated. Parlay Kid, 65 points this week. Out. And so now there are nine left. Yeah.
You know what's crazy about that, Sal? I think for the most part, probably for the last 5 or 6 years, I've been one of the last two eliminated in that pool.
I'll go along with that.
I always, and then this year, I saw lowest score in both my, two of my leagues for the week. Absolutely. I told you, everything went wrong this weekend football-wise, whatever.
Cowboys, bets, fantasy,
whatever, top score. Everything. All right. Everything,
well, who are you going to pick up
everything.
To make it right? Who do you like this week?
Well, here's the thing. Here's a good, I think it depends because now, this, I think I was on a guy with Harry, so I'll let Harry talk about this one other player. All right. I think you got guys like, you know, obviously you just mentioned the 49ers. The 49ers always have a pretty solid running game, depending on what you think they're going to do with Deebo Samuel, if he's going to be running the ball more now. But I would think Jeff Wilson could be a good pickup there for the 49ers. Mm-hmm. I think tight end wise, if you're looking for a tight end, I know it depends on where you could find Taysom Hill now in your leagues.
It's really nuts.
Because again,
running back,
I think
tight end.
I know he's listed as a tight end, but he's obviously got a lot of different ways he might get you some points. Mm-hmm. So he might be a really fantastic waiver wire pickup from the tight end spot. Because again, he can get his points in different ways, so I would stick to them. Maybe Robbie Anderson on Carolina. I think people dismissed him this year, but Mayfield's got to throw to somebody there,
right?
Obviously Moore is pretty solid, but Anderson might have a better year than what he has had. Yeah. So
Yeah,
I think those are some of the things I'd say.
Especially receivers. I feel like by week 9, you'll still be able to grab a good receiver. DeAndre Carter is the one. Now, he's bounced around. He's not this rookie that no one's talked about.
Yeah, right.
This is his fifth season. And they only really had 4 targets. But in that offense, I mean, you're talking about potentially dropping Mike Williams. It could really bounce back and forth who the star is. He was one of the stars last week. 3 receptions, 64 yards, and a touchdown. Might not be a bad, like, 3rd, 4th receiver there for you. Harry, what are you going to go with? Did Harry freeze? He's gone again? The son of a bitch.
Gone again,
I
Sal.
Swear. I swear. I look down for meatballs. I look down for 10 seconds, and he's gone. I don't know. All right, let's see.
This guy's killing us.
Yeah.
What's with this Wi-Fi, Harry?
Good job, Harry. Nice work again. Fixed like the Monday night game? I believe it. All right. Jump in, Harry. We were just asking you about who you like on the waiver wire this week.
Yeah, I like the Ravens, Devin Duvernay. Look, no Hollywood Brown for the Ravens anymore. Lamar had 3 touchdowns. He had 54 yards, and he had 2 of those touchdowns. So pretty good receiver here for a team that doesn't throw a ton, doesn't focus on their passing game. Still had a nice game, and Lamar was very efficient, and he went to Duvernay mostly.
All right. Babyface, you did you say Harry told you he was going Cooper Rush? That'd be interesting.
I could have seen Harry trying to cause some controversy. Again, the writers, it's all about the writing and the but maybe Cooper Rush could come in for Dak, cause some commotion.
When he beat the Vikings last year, the Vikings beat themselves that game. And number 2, he had receivers. He had Cooper, he had other he had Gallup to go to. He's got nobody to go to.
Okay. All right. That means Harry's definitely dead. Now, bro, you know, I can tell you right now, Darren and Brian's brother, John, is taking Cooper Rush for like $8. That's probably what they're just that's a good F you. It's inside story. But all right. Let's go baseball here, guys. Yes, it's still going on. Red Sox Yankees tonight. Boy, it really just doesn't mean anything, huh? It's a kind of a bummer. What the hell, Red Sox?
Really boring.
Yeah, they went away.
Yeah.
They really, this should be one of the things you can count on in baseball. The Yankees-Red Sox rivalry means something the second week in September, but it doesn't. I mean, can they even, they're 3 games under 500? They can't get in.
No.
They can't get in.
No, they're done.
They're 11, the Red Sox 10 are games done. Out with 20 left.
Yeah, you know, it's funny when they're done how you really don't hear a word from Red Sox fans, right? Though it's kind of funny, like, how that happens. It's just like they move on. It's fine.
They're usually moving on to the Patriots if this is the case, but that's an issue too.
Yeah, it's not good for New England fans. Well, what they can do, Parlay Kid, they can make it interesting for the Blue Jays if they come out and sweep you. I mean, that would be kind of nothing to lose mentality. But what is it today? What's the line? I don't know. I was looking at this. I mean, you're a big favorite. Oh, Cole's on the mound, right?
Yeah.
Cole's on the mound.
The better.
Yeah. Yeah,
so also boring. Bats have also boring.
Gotten going.
Yankees -160, Red Sox +135 with Nick Pivetta. So that's that. The Mets again hanging a monster number -440. Mm. Oh, went down. DeGrom against Sampson coming off a bad loss to the Cubs. I'll give you my pick right now. I'm going because they don't score for them aside from that skunking of the Pirates 10-0. But before that, and this isn't half the game. This is the full game. 2 runs, 3 runs, 2 runs, 2 runs, 1 run for a DeGrom start. That's over 9 innings. I'm taking Mets Cubs first 5 under 3.5 -130. We're talking 1-0 Mets, no score. 1-0 Cubs. The under cashes go under 3.5 for the first 5. Parlay Kid, you like a lot of strikeouts out of DeGrom.
Yeah, like, you know, DeGrom is so good, Sal. Hmm. I know. I'm taking DeGrom, 10-plus strikeouts with a Mets win at +100. I think the Mets definitely get this W tonight. DeGrom is flirted with 10 strikeouts in about 5-6 straight starts here where he hasn't hit the number, but he's been 9-9-9. He's right there every game. I think tonight he absolutely dominates this less than mediocre Cubs team. Mets win in a game they need to have with DeGrom on the mound, and he steps it up as he always does, and I think it really gets to that double-digit strikeout number tonight.
I'm just trying to think with the pitch count. It's always weird with him, right? So, I guess they haven't been.
They let him go pretty high last time.
For the last month,
they're building him up.
Yeah, he's at 95, 87, 93, and 91. So the days where they take him out after the mid-70s or lower are probably behind us. Yeah, get him ready for the stretch run here. All right, Harry, what's your pick?
Before I get to the pick, I do want to say on extrapoints.com now, I am now 17-5.
Wow.
In my last 22.
This is amazing.
Which is a pretty, and five of those have been parlays, and which included the +546 on Sunday.
How many
and
times do you have to hear this?
It's funny. Talking about Red Sox fans, when the Red Sox don't do anything, you don't hear anything. When Harry had an 0 for summer last year, he just kind of tried to like brush it off, right?
Listen, everyone says baseball stuff. Everyone says baseball stuff. But anyways, so tonight, by the way, it's my extra points pick is a parlay again. It's Twins and Aces on the money line against Connecticut in the WNBA Finals. So I'm going to, in this pick, though, I'm going to take the Twins. I'm going to take them minus the 1.5 at +110. Look, it just got swept by Cleveland. They need a quick fix. And what's the quick fix? Get to play Kansas City. The Royals starter, Chris Bubic, just 2-11 this season. 15 walks in his last 6 starts. In the last matchup when Minnesota played Bubic, he gave up 10 hits in 5 innings. Twin starter Joe Ryan, 11 innings, 2 earned runs versus Kansas City this year. And like I said, Twins need to respond as they are just, I think, the 3 back now of Cleveland. They need to respond, get a win here, and I think they get it big against Kansas City, who, again, Bubic, just 2-11 this season.
All right, there you go. All right, Bri, finish it off. Play today.
Yeah, I'm taking the Cardinals -1.5 +110. Although I've struggled on these run lines, right? But you know, it's funny. They seem very tough, but obviously this year, if you just back certain teams, if you just kept backing the Dodgers, the Orioles, the Cardinals, those teams would make you a ton of money. But the St. Louis is 42-29 at home on the run line. They're almost as good as on the road as well. And I've complained about this Brewers team before. I mean, they've been a little bit better lately, I guess, but they just don't hit too much, especially when they're facing good pitching. They are 30-45 on the run line on the road. You got Montgomery on the mound tonight for the Cardinals, who's given up one run or less in 6 of his 7 starts. So I'm going to say this is like a 5-2 win for the Cardinals tonight.
Yeah. All right. There you go. Baseball's not over. Thank God.
Oh, I can't wait for the playoffs, though. We need the playoffs here already, though.
Yeah, we got to get to October. All right.
Yeah.
You're right. On. Yeah. I don't know. Will the Cowboys even have a team by then? Well, kid, I'm not sure. So we did our fantasy draft. That was fun. Our futures draft. I recommend that. Martin, 12-3. Best on the staff. Good job. Everybody else. Good. Damashek 3-12. I gave it to Spaghetti for going 1-14.
Wow.
1-14. That's a Nathaniel Hackett.
No way.
1-4. That's Eddie fireable Nathaniel Hackett-esque offense there.
Eddie was 1-14?
Yes. 1-14. He's, of course, off front. He doesn't want to be here to answer to it. That's bad. I know he liked the Cardinals, but how many times?
I think I was 9-6. I think I was 9-6.
You were there. You are probably good. 9-6. Jesus, were there only 2 guys? Oh, Hench was 8-7. I think only 3 of us.
I think I lost I think I was 6-9, but I think I lost like 6 of my last 7 games or something.
What was H-Dog? Who's gone again now? What was H-Dog?
Harry was 7-8. So, I mean, that 7-8, I think is, if you had to grade it on a curve, a 7-8 is like a B+. I think for this week. But Eddie, 1-14. God rest his soul, not with us. Harry also not with us. Fell off again. Not sure what's going on. What do we do with this guy, babyface? He can't stay connected for an hour.
My God.
Or 20 minutes.
I think you gotta start finding him, Sal. Like something
going on.
Wait, something.
You know, all right, let's talk about this.
Harry, is this a joke? What keeps happening? You get disconnected or what is this?
Yeah, it just stops.
Why?
He just got his just a brand new router and it should be working.
I want to know why Harry is still on his phone. We tested this out a few days ago. Wasn't Harry on his computer and able to get on
the phone? Doesn't help. You could be on a phone. You could be at your own house. There's so many different ways to go about this. I don't know.
It's an easy fix. He should just be doing it from Cliff Kingsbury's house.
Yeah. Harry, I want to see. That's what I want you to do. I want you. For Friday's show, I want you to do it from Cliff Kingsbury's trash. I want you to jump in the receptor and right there in the bucket and do it and see if it's any worse than it is now. I mean,
he may not. He may. I know.
I don't know what to say. I'm not going to get down on this. We got a lot going on. Lemon Pepper Parlay debuts tomorrow with Will Blackman and Martin Weiss. We got Covered in Glory, Megan Fun of Sports, Waiver Wire. That's all on the Money Grab feed. Of course, Against All Odds. We will be back on Thursday. Extra points, -3. So much going on. Mr. Lister with Damashek. It's a sports trivia show on Spotify Live. Call in. That's going to be fun. 7 p.m. Eastern. And we will be on Spotify Live. Chargers Chiefs Thursday night in the fourth quarter. Hopefully we'll be able to have something to gamble on. We won't be looking at a 19-3 shit fest like we were with the Cowboys. I'm sorry. It ended up a postmortem. But we plan on talking more gambling in this slot. And hopefully the Chiefs and Chargers will allow us to do that. So Babyface, did I miss anything?
I mean, it's your call. We could save it, but we did get baby names. This was very important to me.
I know you like this. So what happened? Harry came up with names for what his son would. But we've got to hurry with this because his connection's going to crap out in about 45 seconds. So what is all this? Right, tell me what's going on.
There has been a lot of talk about if Harry's going to have father a baby, and so I was curious what the names would be, and in true Harry fashion, he came back with a top five list of names. And I think we should personally put this up on Twitter. But the name's very interesting. Number one, is it Darian or Darren?
Darian.
These are all boys named? You're assuming you're going to have a boy, right?
Yeah.
Well, that the number one.
Number three could go either way, I guess.
All right. Let's hear him. Darian, that's nice. Why is that, like a nod to Darren the Parlay Kid, or did you always like Darren?
No, just I like the name. I've seen it a few times. I think it's a cool name. Isn't that for a boy or a girl, actually? Boy or girl?
That's Pookie's name, right?
Right.
Yeah. Darian Pookie Gagnon.
I
like it.
We had a friend. I think he's changed it a few times, but yeah. All right. Darian's number one. What's two?
Two is Quentin.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta Quentin. Have a Q in there.
Gotta have a Q, Sal, right?
Right.
Out of a Q.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you banking potentially this child can't be white? I mean, what is going on here?
No.
All right, Darian Quinn. No. What else you have?
All right.
What
else you have? Number three.
Should we save number three, Joel?
Let's get through this. Just give us the list.
All right. Well, if you went with Q, you have to have an X. Number three, Exanthius, which is his own creation.
It's actually pronounced Xanthius.
Shame on you.
Yeah. That's not a real name.
You've not seen that? I haven't seen that before.
Let me see.
And how would I spell it, Joel? What's the spelling on that?
X-A-N-T-H-I-U-S Xanthius, the X-Man.
I think there's a Xanthius in the NFL. I'm pretty sure.
Well,
right?
It's a Greek. It's in Greek mythology.
Yeah.
Harry is a scholar of Greek mythology. So
I'm hearing a mentor. She tried to escape, but Xanthius hit her with a dagger, thinking that he was slaying the seducer and killed her. This being his daughter, I guess.
Did you look this up just now? I just looked it up now.
Xanthius means blonde golden child.
Ooh.
Perfect. Ooh, look at that. Perfect.
I like it.
All right. What's number four? It's ridiculous.
Number four. Unless it was a typo, it's Leighton. Leighton, like Peyton, Leighton.
Mm-hmm.
Like and the Cowboys five, linebacker?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
All right. I'm curious to think what you think of these, Sal, which you'd go with. And number five, this was Angie's. Angie went with this one. Harry the Third. Harry the Third.
Well, that makes the most sense, I think. Are you the second, Harry? Your father's Harry.
I am.
You have the same middle name?
Same middle name. His father had the same first name, but different middle name.
What was that middle name? Xanthius?
Keith, of all things.
Everybody who ever says Keith says it exactly like all Harry said it.
Put it up to a vote, Harry. See what people like for this fictional son you're going to have. But I really
want Harry to have a kid. We could all take part, like really try to make this kid like that. All of us could take part in like this kid and like we could really follow this kid all the way through Make this kid into a star.
Right.
Darren, I will say it didn't make the list, but I have always liked the name. And I'm not just the name for a boy or girl. I do like Dayton.
That's pretty good.
Really?
Pretty good. Yeah. You win the Super Bowl. I like that. For sure.
I like
better
it.
Girl.
It
was, better girl.
I do like it.
Yeah.
Harry was also willing. Yeah. Yeah. He did say he was willing to put the naming rights up on Prop Swap. He did say.
Oh,
that.
Wow. Interesting. Yeah. Darren, funny. He can't figure
well, it sounds
out.
Like well,
figure
out
Darren, Dayton ends in O-N, as does Gagnon.
He can't raise a kid if he can't figure out how to sell his ticket on Prop Swap. Really. That's just, that should be the first hurdle on becoming a father. All right.
That's fair.
There you go. Awesome. That's going to do it. We will be back Thursday morning. And that's another episode of Against All Odds for Spaghetti and Meatballs and Babyface Joel Solomon and the Degenerate Trifecta. I'm Sal, saying so long and happy handicapping. Na, 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 na.